Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Washington running back Antonio Gibson. And it's timely, right? Because of the narrative around running backs this offseason. But I got to start with something that's not quite so deep. I asked him, what are the emotions as you finally get closer and week one kickoff draws near?
Man, super excited. Seeing what the team, you know, finally put together after long OTAs and training camp and seeing what we, you know, we finally worked for to finally put that to work week one. Man, it's exciting.
Do you get tired of seeing your own teammates and going against your own teammates day after day for weeks?
No, I feel like we go against one of the best defenses every day. So, you know, that's just getting us ready for whoever we got to go against. But that might be me being a little biased, but I honestly believe that.
No, how critical will that defensive line be for your success this season? You're right.
I feel like, you know, offensive line gets the best of the best every day. So, you know, that just gives them a step ahead when, you know, we got to go out and, you know, compete against somebody else. Not saying that those guys aren't going to, you know, everybody get paid, but I feel like we go against some of the best guys every day. So that just gives us the upper hand.
Even as you get ready to kick off the season, I saw some cool photos on your Twitter where you were taking pictures with fans and signing items for kids. Why is that important to you to do, to connect with fans?
Just to give back. That was something I didn't get a chance to do growing up, and you know, a lot of guys from my area, like, people didn't come back and give back. So I always take the time out to those who, you know, probably won't be able to get that moment every now and then. So, you know, they come out to support us, so why not show a little bit of love?
Oh my gosh, I think you made their life. They were so happy, some of these kiddos in the photos. That's awesome, Antonio. So we've had a major conversation around the Commanders offense this year with Eric Bieniemy. So I want to know, what's different with him as your offensive coordinator?
Just the mentality, the expectations, the details, you know, what he expects from us is greatness. So, you know, he picks at everything, and you know, to some it might be a little annoying, but it's what you need from a coach, and you know, you have to take that coaching, and you got to be able to. He's been on a team that has seen success, and you know, they made it to, you know, where we want to be. So you know, I feel like it's what we need, and I feel like everybody's been accepting it, and you know, that's why we are where we are now, and you know, we feel good about going into the season.
Yeah, how much does it matter that he comes from a Chiefs organization that has hosted 5 straight AFC championships and has been to 3 Super Bowls in 5 years?
Doesn't matter too much. It's just the fact that he knows what it takes. So, you know, it's kind of like what he says, you know, it's like, hey, man, kind of listen. Like, he knows, he's been there before, so you just want to listen. But at the end of the day, we still have to put in the work to get where we need to be. So, you know, it matters to the standpoint of, you know, trusting the guy, and, you know, like, just, you know, taking his word for a lot of things. But on the other end, at the end of the day, we got to put in the work, and we got to do our part to get there.
I always appreciated when a coach pushed me or when a coach challenged me. It made me feel like he expected she expected more of me.
Exactly.
So let's talk about your quarterback too, Antonio, because Sam Howell, there's a lot of buzz around him. We've been hearing about it from Coach Rivera and others throughout the offseason, OTAs and camp. What tells you that he's ready for this job?
Just the confidence he walks around with and what he plays with. He's comfortable in the huddle. He gets guys where they need to be. He's not in the huddle panicking, fumbling words, or, you know, telling guys the wrong thing. And when you see that, and when a guy who can sit back in that pocket, step up, go through all his reads and hit that last check down, you know, going through all his reads and still comfortable enough to sit in the pocket, I feel like that's when you know a guy is ready. And, you know, we're rocking with him, and I can't wait for him to prove a lot of people wrong.
Yeah, excited to see what happens. We're spending a few minutes with Antonio Gibson from the Commanders running back position. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Of course, every running back in the league has been part of this narrative over the last month or so with running backs not getting paid or being franchise tagged. So I want to ask you, because you're in it every day, Antonio, how valuable are running backs in the NFL?
I feel like very valuable. We're in a position to where we take blows every play. I know a lot of people saying running backs, but I feel like every position out there, like, people got families, man. We're risking our lives to play a game that we love. So, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, pay the guys. Especially the guys that, you know, who this mainly evolves around. Like, I mean, those guys deserve it right now. So, you know, give those guys what they deserve. They've been some of the top backs in the league for a minute now, and they've proven that. Like, they work for that, so why not pay them? You know what I'm saying? So that's just a tough situation. But, I mean, I'm not in that position right now, so hopefully when that time comes, you know they show love. But, you know, I feel like everybody, you know, deserves to get paid, and not just us. I feel like everybody should get paid.
Right. It's not like the NFL is hurting for cash.
Exactly.
So, Antonio, you mentioned the pounding. Your position takes a ton of hits. How do you try to stay healthy and try to stay fresh over the course of what's a really long season?
You just have a routine. It could be from massage to having, you know, somebody outside of the facility, you know, to get extra work on when the guys in the facility can't. So I feel like just having that routine that you're used to and that you're comfortable with, you know, throughout the week, throughout the season, you got to maintain that. And that's how you maintain throughout that long season.
I keep seeing a lot of fantasy football buzz about you. Hey, draft Antonio in this round or that round. He's going to be a sleeper in fantasy. Do you play fantasy?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Honestly, I could care less about fantasy.
It is a nice compliment, though. Make sure you grab Antonio Gibson. Now, you and Brian Robinson ended up splitting carries at the end of last year. His story is incredible, of course. But how much does that help when you have someone else that you can share the load with?
Just being able to stay fresh and knowing that, you know, when, not to wish this on anybody, but when one guy goes down, you know, the next guy is up. Or when one guy gets tired, you know, you got somebody who can come in and do the same thing. So that's just, you know, to be able to compliment off each other, and that helps the team to know that you got, you know, a couple running backs who can all run the ball and do what they need to do for the team. So, got to love that.
I hear about the fans in Washington, the passion, certainly the fact that they will be vocal and they'll express themselves. How much fun is it to have a fan base that cares so much, like the Commanders fans?
Just to hear the positive feedback now, you know, instead of the negative. So that is something, you know, hopefully we get that support throughout the whole season. And, you know, they'll come out for all the games and get it back to where they used to be.
Not like I'm telling you anything you don't know, but the Commanders, the only team in the division not to make the playoffs last year. How tough is the NFC East?
Very tough. I feel like on the defensive side, some of the best defensive teams in the league, if you ask me. So, you know, that's tough for the offense, but I feel like this year we're going to put it together with this new system. You know, we're going to get it going, but, you know, we got to take it day by day, game by game. So we start with week one.
How much does it prepare you, though, when you go up against a division games and division opponents that are so tough?
Just, you know, throughout the season, you know, we play those guys twice a year. So, you know, when we see those other guys, you know, we're already on edge because, you know, we play against some of the best as it is. So I feel like, you know, once we play against those guys, you know, it kind of gives us an up, or we're already coming into the game, you know what we're looking at. So I feel like it gives us the edge.
What I love is that in division rivalries, teams are not intimidated by the crowds, by the atmosphere, and certainly by the opponent.
Yeah, as I say, at the end of the day, they bleed like we bleed, they breathe like we breathe, they walk like we walk. So I feel like it's just a matter of fact who comes out there and perform that day. You know, I don't feel like any NFL team is sorry. So, you know, it's just who comes to perform that day. And, you know, you have to be the best on that day.
Antonio Gibson with us here after hours, CBS Sports Radio. Looking ahead to week one, what do you need to do to come out of the gate strong?
Just set the tone. You can't have those, you know, come out slow and then try to pick it up the second half. You got to come out swinging and you got to keep it there. So that's the game plan. You want to come out hard and finish strong. You don't want to have those, start strong and then second half you kind of fall off, or start slow and then second half try to pick it up. You got to have that fight throughout the whole four quarters, and that's the plan.
All right. Well, I'll be looking for that as we watch the Commanders open up the season. A lot of promise there, a lot of buzz, as you point out. Antonio, stay healthy, first of all, and thanks so much for a couple of minutes.
All right. Thank you.
Guys, it's no secret that classic dress shirts suck. That's why our friends at And Collar created something different. No more tight collars, loose fabric, or stubborn stains. Just outrageously comfortable shirts that are breathable, stain-resistant, and perfect for all occasions. Blending the comfort of athletic wear with the style of dress shirts, you'll never feel better being dressed up. Discover their versatile collection at andcollar.com and save 20% with code RADIO. Shop shirts and more at andcollar.com. Discount code available for a limited time. Terms and conditions apply.
Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs are the landscaping plants that have been trialed and tested by expert horticulturists to ensure your success. Whether you're looking for the hottest hydrangea, a reblooming rose, or an elegant evergreen, you can count on the shrubs in the white containers for easy care curb appeal for years to come. There's still plenty of time to improve your landscape this season, so head to your favorite local garden center and ask for Proven Winners Color Choice Flowering Shrubs.
This is Matt Spiegel of 670 The Score in Chicago, and my podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, is all about the art and craft of play-by-play. Catch up on episodes with Joe Davis, Joe Buck, and many more. Then something crazy happened along the way. I did a weekend of Cubs-Cardinals on the radio, so now conversations are enriched with feedback and advice from Jason Benetti, Boog Shambi, and others to come. The PBP, Voices of Baseball. I bring you the people who bring you the game. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.